Hello, good morning and welcome to the finance show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Tuesday the 25th of April and I would like to say back due to popular demand, but I'm not quite sure that would be factually correct. But we still have Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications, here with us to give us his wisdom on the markets.
That's very kind, Zach. I have seen the fan mail, so I know it continues to flood in, but I would be here more regularly. But
I think it's mostly frustrated Tom Jones fans.
Mainly that. That's right. Something to do with the sundown and the age, of course, but what can we say? But
Are you a believer in the Macron effect?
Well, you've got Macronomics versus Le Red Pen, haven't you, really? It's I think clearly what happens in France is when you get the two final runners, all of the other parties unite behind the one that they want to win. And it's happened before. Le Pen's, it's happened before in French elections when Le Pen has been to the fore, and we've seen Hollande get behind Macron and urging voters to vote for him to keep basically the Le Pen administration out. But
well, maybe Macron also benefited from the Blue Rinse Brigade. You know, his wife is 64, so you know maybe that he's got the demographics all covered.
I think he has. That's right. Yeah, he's seeing it from all angles, isn't he? And of course, you're going to coin the phrase Macronomics once he's in power. You know, just as we have Abenomics in Japan, we'll have Macronomics in France. But clearly, he looks very well qualified for the job, and he's saying the right things to appeal to all voters. And of course, Le Pen continues to alienate voters simply because of what she stands for. But she has now resigned from the National Front, as I understand.
Well, even Farage did that. He sort of resigns and then comes back, and you know we've seen that before. Yeah. Next, well, the first slide of the day, actually most popular in business and finance, Donald Trump to order corporation tax to be cut to 15% despite fears for US national debt.
Which is right on message. It's what he promised right at the start. It's nationalism at its best. He said he would look after US companies, encourage US companies to repatriate to the US, and that's one step down the road towards it.
So he does that on Wednesday. He does that tomorrow. And on Thursday, Congress blows it out of the water.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I think a lot of the congressmen have great interest in the corporate sector in the US. So I'm sure they'll be more reluctant to boot this one straight out because it makes a lot of sense. You know, if you're a company in the States or considering repatriating, that's a nice little carrot.
Okay, let's go for the next slide. Most popular business finance number two. Woolworths could return to our high streets as former boss plots shock comeback. Former brand director Tony Page revealed he wants to bring the name back and revive the pick and mix favourite in our towns and cities.
And there we were, Zach, you and I, 30 years ago, looking around the pick and mix walking around Woolworths, wonderful place to be. But I'm not sure I think it'll need a massive revamp. But of course, Woolworths is still big in other parts of the world.
Well, maybe they could occupy the former store sites of BHS just to.
Well, that's very true. Although I do think the large store format for Woolworths is probably a thing of the past. I think they'd struggle to fill it.
Okay. Going on to Goldman Sachs with a bit of trading advice. I'm not quite sure whether I want to follow them, actually.
No.
You trust them that much. Is it short-term bear on gold, 1,200 in 3 months, $1,250 in 1 year? Definitely counter the sentiment of the market.
Well, of course, Goldman Sachs were the organisation that had a fund that went short of the trailer market in the US during the credit crunch or prior to the credit crunch. So they were already shorting the loans that they were selling.
So we shudder to think what they're doing here, but also I think there were the people who were predicting $200 a barrel on crude oil, and that didn't really pan out very well either.
It didn't. Although crude, I think, is probably more likely to outperform gold over the next 12 months. But that's an opinion we can get into at some other time.
Okay, great. Going on to the Investors Chronicle saying that yesterday the US's trade dispute with Canada, its biggest trading partner, escalated as President Trump slapped up to a 24% tax on softwood lumber coming into the United States because of subsidies to the industry that they deem unfair. How could he do that to Justin Trudeau?
It's another step down the road, isn't it? But of course, Justin Trudeau is young and good-looking, whereas Trump is not so good-looking
and not so young.
No, exactly.
I think that's actually the reason. I think it's nothing to do with...
Although I think his wife is about the same age as Trudeau, so, you know, he does have one ace in the pack there, but...
Yes, okay. Let's go on to the economic calendar. UK public finances were out at 9:30, and then we've got the new home sales and consumer confidence in the US, but it's secondary economic data today.
Yeah.
I'm sure everything is really on Trump's 15% tax bazooka tomorrow.
And of course, we've got the EU rate decision later in the week, haven't we? So that's that will come, obviously, once we know a bit more about what's happening in France.
Speaking of that, FX sentiment powered by Oand, the key moving, well, key aspects to look at here really are just the shift away from the euro, both against the US dollar, down nearly 13%, and against sterling, down nearly 13%. They could be somewhat disappointed if the euro continues its recent relief rally, though.
Well, obviously, if Macron stays in power, he's going to stick with the euro. He's a Europhile, isn't he? We know that. Whereas, of course, if Le Pen gets in, she will do away with the euro altogether. So probably those are traders sitting on the sideline at the moment before the outcome's known.
Okay.
7th of May.
Okay, let's go on to the gold ETF, where investors' intelligence are pitted against Goldman Sachs. I back investors' intelligence.
I would too. certainly looking at that chart anyway.
The uptrend still stands. Only a drop under $114 would reverse the trend. Yeah. So we think we go with that one.
We go with that one, but I still say I believe oil will outperform gold over the next 12 months.
So. Okay. And onto the trade of the day, we've got a technical trade, BP daily chart, head and shoulders. Bear pattern, oil looks heavy, which it does on the as far as the commodity is concerned. Probably want to see it break that 440 neckline there, but sell below 446, objective £4 and stops above 460. Clearly, if BP rather did break down, it would have quite serious implications for the FTSE.
Yeah, that was a bear trap, obviously, a few days ago, but we're still in that upwardly mobile channel, aren't we? So I would expect it to recover over the next little while. Certainly Shell had a nice jump yesterday as well. So,
okay, we'll see how we go with that. And then this is one of yours, Alan.
It is. Well, yesterday, this is Andalus Energy and Power. They are working on a series of IPP, that's wellhead gas-to-power projects in Indonesia. Now, they have a joint venture with the state petroleum company there, Pertamina. They yesterday announced that there were two more projects that they had agreed to work on together. The fly in the ointment here is the permission from the Indonesian government to actually proceed and get on with these projects. Currently, the company is worth about $2.5 million. It dipped below 0.1p yesterday. It's back up a bit this morning. Clearly, if this permission comes through, you're going to have a company that's worth many times that multiple. And the broker, Cantor Fitzgerald, yesterday reiterated the buy rating and 0.5p price target after the news.
You said that this analyst has got a joint venture with the state
petroleum company, Pertamina.
So how could the nod not possibly happen?
Because the state petroleum company still has to submit the plans to the government. There is. The power shortages in Indonesia are well documented. They have a major problem there and a fast-growing economy and a fast-growing population as well. So they need to solve the power issue. This is one very easy and fast way to do it. And Andalus have all of the expertise and the tools and the people in place to do this. So we're waiting for the permission to come through from the government to proceed with the projects. Once it comes through, I think we'll see a share price many multiples of where we are now.
Okay, let's move along to your second suggestion.
Well, this is a company, this is a mobile security company. Clearly, in today's day and age, security online is very important. And Defence have a mobile platform that provides security for all aspects. That's iPhone, Android, and all operating systems. We could see a while back in May that the company jumped on the full year results. Full year revenues year on year up 58%, operating profits up 88%. It's made a number of acquisitions and secured several new channel partners. This was also picked out by our esteemed colleague and friend, Dr. David Paul at VectorVest, as one of his key trading picks. VectorVest had flagged this up, in fact, last year when the company was trading down around 75p. And obviously, it's done well since then. But we're seeing the chart going fits and starts. Clearly, investors are waiting for the company to deliver the results, which they have, until we move on to the next level. But this is a company that's growing rapidly.
Okay, great. We'll have a look at the broker recommendations. ITV, where it seems to be waiting for a lifetime for something to happen in terms of the muted M&A situation. Yeah. Share price currently at £2.18, and does that compares to a Credit Suisse outperform rating
yep.
and a target of 240. Lloyds Bank, where I still admire the CEO greatly due to all his work he's done within the company,
yes, of
rather
course.
Than outside it.
And so his extracurricular activities.
He's got the teeth, he's got the hair, he's got everything, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got Carpet, right, where Peel Hunt have gone for a buy recommendation or maintained their buy recommendation and a chunky hike on the share price target. Unfortunately, today the company itself, the shares fell after the retailer warned that its full-time for the year profits will be at the lower end of its previous.
It's a funny company, Carpet, right? It's a series of profit warnings and then outperformances as the company beats targets. It's quite hard to follow. You wouldn't want to be a long-term holder, but as a trading share, it looks pretty good.
Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communications, thank you very much for opening the Tip TV Finance Show today.
Thank you, sir.